Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Branson. The principal players, the hustlers, the people that bust them. Everybody else in between breaking it down. Thanks to the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, and Babano. Always fun on Wednesday, but it's fun every night. But Wednesday's got a cool vibe to it, especially midweek, right? People are sort of, it's a grind and stuff like that. I know I can tell you right now where we are, it's raining. And there was less rain, actually. It always rains in the Pacific Northwest, right? But it didn't rain for like 4 months. There was a drop. There was more rain in Las Vegas than there was in Vancouver for the last 4 months. It was like tropical. Yeah, just like boom. Like it just like boom. Woke up one morning and I'm like, oh my God, is it ever cold? Like I always have everything open all the time. Like I was wearing shorts up to a couple of days ago. Now I'm in a hoodie weather. And I got to remember too, it's not good, Matthias. Bro. Water will ruin nice shoes pretty quick, man. Like, one of my pairs of Nikes, like, they got a little wet, they're done. Like, it's just, they're not the same. Like, the shape changed. Like, you know what I mean? It's just,
yeah,
it's
they're not as crispy.
Yeah, crispy. It's like, exactly. Like, my foot, like, I'm sort of like, what's that little bump going on in here, bro? Like, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got caught in the rain, man. So now, I'm looking at a pair of shoes now. I'm like, I gotta remember, like, yeah, don't wear them outside. You know, if you've got fancy shoes that are like $300, $500 and stuff, you don't want to be walking around with them in the rain. I'll tell you that. So, yeah, it's sort of that grind right now. Sort of now it's coming. Our anniversary's around the corner. We're going to start to figure that out. Always have a little anniversary party. I don't know. Maybe we might just do it at the Super Bowl in Arizona. Maybe we'll do a Vegas thing. Might be Vancouver. Time will tell. January 6th, it's fitting. It's fitting our first ever show is well now known as the day of the insurrection. January 6th, dude, I was ahead of the curve. We were the first insurrectionists. We were ahead of the curve. Sports radio insurrection. That's a good description, actually. It's not a bad description of what we're doing here. All right, so we'll continue to talk NFL football. Man, really, 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 really intriguing board this week. Last week, let's just be real. Like, you know what I mean? Not every week in the NFL. Every week in the NFL is different. It has a different feel to it. But seriously, so Baltimore and Tampa. season's on the line here. Like, seriously, like Tampa, this is real. Baltimore trying to get on track. Cincinnati, you're getting good. Denver, train wreck. They have to go to London against Jacksonville. But Arizona, Minnesota. Like, Minnesota, like, only have one loss, but you notice nobody ever talks about the Minnesota Vikings besides our girl, Salacious Stacey. Stacey's always talking about the Vikings on Twitter. But nobody's talking about the Vikings, really. The Vikings have only lost one football game, and that was to Philadelphia, at Philadelphia. You know, how good are they? And I wouldn't discount Arizona. Carolina, Atlanta could be playing for first place. All right, let's do this thing. It's level three. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. SiriusXM Channel 159. Sports Grid Radio Networks. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. What's up, SoCal? And, of course, everybody joining us on 97.1, The Freak, and everybody else in between as well. So we're just looking at the NFL card this week. And, you know, Bill Parcells said, you are what your record says you are. And that was after week eight, right? It was at week eight. He said, you know, halfway through the season, you are what your record says you are. We're kind of, there is no real halfway point with 17. So I guess it's eight and what, and a half a football game, whatever. So we're sort of getting there. But a lot like college football, sort of like last week, you know, Mississippi and LSU, one of the teams undefeated. It's sort of like every Saturday is like sort of a separation Saturday, an elimination Saturday. We're not quite getting there yet, but there's a lot of really big-time games for the individual teams. Like, seriously, every game this week in the National Football League means something to somebody, right? Like, Baltimore and Tampa, we know what's going on in Tampa. Baltimore's playing for a division title. It's a Thursday night game. The loser's going to have problems. It's a big-time football game between Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, and company. Denver and Jacksonville, man, Denver would, you know, do anything for a win right now. They're stuck with Russell Wilson, who's doing, like, laps on a freaking plane in the middle of the night. Arizona, Minnesota. Hey, Arizona aren't out of this. They got DeAndre Hopkins back, and then you got Minnesota, who only have one loss on the season, and that was to the Philadelphia Eagles. Carolina and Atlanta. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose on Thursday, like I think they will to the Baltimore Ravens, the winner of the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons are going to be in first place. That's right. We said it because it's facts. Hell, the Chicago Bears are one game out of first place right now. The Dallas Cowboys lay 9.5 in that football game. The Raiders and the Saints. Both these teams, their season's on the line here. The Saints are 2-5, but they're only one game out of first place. They decided to go with Andy D at quarterback instead of Jameis Winston, even though Winston is healthy. Raiders got off to a disastrous start, but they're starting to chip away and get back on track right now. The Miami Dolphins and the Lions, well, it is a Lion game. Man, the Pats and the Jets, a big-time game. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
You know what's on everyone's wish list this year?
Oh, definitely the Bartesian cocktail maker.
It's like having a bartender who never judges your drink order.
Exactly. Just pop in a capsule, press a button, boom. Old fashioned, margarita, espresso martini.
Over 60 bar quality cocktails. Zero effort.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
Wait, 150?
Yep, up to $150 off. It's the best deal of the season.
Okay, but seriously, how did we ever host before Bartesian?
Last time your kitchen looked like a crime scene. Sticky counters, fruit wedges everywhere.
Yeah, this year, no measuring tools, no mess, just perfect cocktails.
This year, I'm gifting one to my brother.
And myself. For research purposes.
Make the holidays easier and happier with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. But hurry, this Black Friday and Cyber Monday offer ends December 2nd. Get yours now at Bartesian.com/drinks. That's Bartesian.com/drinks.
Running a business is hard enough. So why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabay Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabay sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Bobby. Hi, Bobby. You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Level three, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. Frank Schwab is going to join us from Yahoo Sports. We'll talk some NFL football. So we got the World Series set to begin, and, you know, this is pretty crazy. This is going to be the first World Series with no African-American players since 1950. Houston, we got a problem, and I'm not talking about the Houston Astros. This is not something that, though, is new. It's something that is developed. Remember, I told a story before, and I used to be the host of the Montreal Expos post-game show and whatever, you know, Expos shows and stuff. So I knew the players and all that type stuff. And I remember Ron Callaway. And as a white guy, right, I never really thought of it. You know what I'm saying? So the Expos, man, it was Vladimir Guerrero Sr., right? Vladimir Guerrero, Orlando Cabrera, Jose Vidro, Javier Vasquez. It was a very diverse team, like as far as like players from all over the world, and you know what I mean? And Ron Callaway, I think, was from California, and, you know, African-American. And even though I'm white, I remember once I was by his locker, and they were cranking like salsa music, like, you know what I mean? Like really loud, like that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the Dominican crew sort of ran the room, right, with the music. Vladimir Guerrero ran the room with the music because whatever, he was a star player. So if he turned the music on loud, you weren't going to turn it off. And in every room, there's a battle for music. It's interesting, the little war that goes on. So I remember Ron Callaway, and he told me, man, he goes, man, it's hard being the only brother on this team. And he said to me, I'm a white guy, so I said, what? I said, only brother? And I said, half the room's brothers. I said, what are you talking about? I sort of looked. I said, look, man. I said, half the room are brothers. And he goes, no, man, they're Dominicans. It's not the same, man. He goes, no, and he didn't mean it in a bad way, but he goes, no, it's not the same. He goes, you see, like, we don't really hang out, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was sort of like different, right? And because if you think right now, you look at the Houston Astros, and like, you can't say, we should note their manager is an African-American. Dusty Baker, last time I checked, Dusty's a brother, right? So, but if you look, I'm looking at a club shot of their team right now celebrating beating the Yankees, and I don't know, like 8 out of 10 of the guys in the picture are darker skinned. Like, you got Verlander. There's basically Verlander, and everyone else is, you know, and there's Kyle Tucker. Everyone else is like a brother or Altuve, you know what I mean? So it's interesting that dynamic, but
On a more serious note, it is a problem. Like, this isn't all, you know, why, you know, what does it have to do with anything? It is a problem. Because if you let Connor, honestly, just off the top of my head, there's almost like more black hockey players in the NHL than MLB players right now. Like, think about that. You watch an NHL game, you know what I mean? Like, you know, people are saying, oh, the NHL is very white. It's like, do you actually watch? Like, you know what I mean? Not really. Like, you know what I mean? There's a ton of brothers in the NHL. And, you know, and you look at baseball, but the problem is, look at the fans. Look at the fans of a baseball game in the stadium. It's whiter than a Duke volleyball game. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, it looks like a Duke, like honestly, I go to baseball games. You know what I mean? I go to baseball games. I go to football games. A hell of a lot more brothers at an NFL game. I go to Dodger games, man. There's a lot of Latinos, but there's not a lot of African-Americans at Dodger Stadium. You know, I'm just calling it, we're being real here, you know, as far as fans. And why would they go if there's no representation? Right? I know that, okay, you got Mookie Betts, but you know what I'm saying? They, you know, that's the whole thing. Like, when Fernando Valenzuela was on the Dodgers, like, you know, the Mexican community really came alive because they were like, man, he's one of us. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We can relate to this guy, right? You got to, like, and so think about from a fan perspective. If you are eliminating, like, the entire African-American community from watching baseball, like, you're losing a large portion of the American population that are sports fans. It's short-sighted from a business standpoint. Like, how, you know what I mean? And, like, I know that there's a million different reasons why, but, I mean, this is off the top of my head, but I remember, like, you know, we've talked about this in the past, you know, the African-American participation in baseball, like, and it got up to, like, 23%, 25% type thing. And now, what is it, 6, 7, 5? And it's almost very similar to Canadians and hockey, actually, right? In which African Americans have been basically, you know what I mean? It's like Dominicans, Venezuelans, and, you know, have basically come in and, you know, the majority of players in baseball. Hockey's the same thing. Look, dude, I grew up as a goalie around goalies. You know, what people ask me, what happened to you, Morenci? What happened to me? I played in the same, like, tournaments as Martin Brodeur did. He was better than me. I don't know what to tell you. He's an NHL Hall of Famer. I'm not. Right? Like, so I played hockey in Montreal, and, you know, it was damn good. You know what I mean? Like, name a goalie. Like, everybody. Marc-Andre Fleury's from Montreal. Roberto Luongo's from Montreal. Like, Martin Brodeur's from Montreal. Patrick Waugh's from Quebec City. Like, I can go on. Every damn goalie was from there, and they're all my age. So I grew up in, like, the same leagues, and, like, these guys were ahead of me and whatever, and I'm not going to be able to pass them. But, so my point is, remember growing up, guys, in hockey, even in the movie Slapshot, right? Every goalie was always French, right? That was always a joke, right? Your hockey team, and, oh, the goalie's a French guy. Crazy French guy's the goalie, right? Like, and that was the thing. Yeah, crazy French guy from Montreal, Quebec was the goalie in the NHL. Used to be, think of all the goalies. I just rattle off these goalies. You know, Patrick Roy, Martin Brodeur, Marc-Andre Fleury, Roberto Luongo. I can go on and on. Crawford, you know, the dude on the Blackhawks. He doesn't have a French name. He's from Montreal. Like, you know, I mean, like I said, like, every goalie in the league used to be from Montreal. Now, where's every goalie from? Finland. Seriously. Look at the NHL goalies. Like, seriously. Like, basically, like, half the goalies in the league are from Finland. They develop these goalie camps. They're better at it. And teams, you know what I mean? They're more well-coached. They're more ready to go. And it just is what it is. And it diminishes, right, participation. But African-American participation amongst youth is way down in baseball, like non-existent. And I don't know what the hell baseball does to try to do improve. It seems to me that NASCAR has a better community outreach than you guys do. Baseball just, you know, but you got to think about the long term. You think, well, we're getting by. Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? So whatever. You're eliminating like 18% of the population. It's just stupid. And you're not developing players, so if there's no black players, there's not going to have any black fans. Like, figure it out, right? And, you know, it is crazy. I'm looking at the story here, looking around Memorial Stadium for Game 1 of the 1983 World Series. Philadelphia Philly star Gary Matthews saw a lot of black talent. Joe Morgan, Eddie Murray, Gary Mattis, Ken Singleton, Al Bunbury, Disco Dan Ford, and plenty more that night in Baltimore. There were quite a few of us, Matthews recalled. Wow, First time since 1950, there'll be no black players on the field. This is eye-opening, says Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro League Baseball Museum. It is somewhat startling that two cities that have high African-American populations, not a single black player. It lets us know, obviously, there's a lot of work to do to create opportunities for black kids to pursue their dreams at the highest level. That is bang on. It is true. But it's also somewhat disgraceful, isn't it? Like you said, like he said, you know, these baseball teams need to be a better job. Like, if I'm a baseball team and I say, man, you know, like, look at the Atlanta Braves. Well, I think Atlanta probably has the highest, like, African-American population out of any team, like, in baseball. How many brothers do they have? You know what I mean? Like, the teams reach out. I'm a Dodger fan, man.
All right. Who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep. Pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the Old Fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.
But, like, sometimes, bro, our roster's whiter than our uniform, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, I get it, but it's, you know, you sign the players that are available, but there's obviously a problem. Frank Schwab steps up and in. Bring it.
Listening to your source of sports game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Frank Schwab will join us in a couple of minutes. He's a great gambler, Frank. Great bettor. So we look forward to getting his takes on some of these football games this week and the World Series. I'm just blown away by this. Like, so basically, I'm reading this story right now. And the Philadelphia Phillies didn't have a single black player on their roster. this year. And, you know, this, so, and this is, goes back, and I remember in 2020, Mookie Betts, actually. So in 2020, Mookie Betts was the only black player in the World Series, and at the All-Star game, he wore a T-shirt, "We need more black people at the stadium." As I was saying, like, that's the whole thing. Like, you are, it's just short-sightedness, it's a lack of development, but it's just another thing of, like, Manfred and these guys, they're just morons. They're running the game into the ground, right? They're running the game into the ground with the... They run the game into the ground with their stupid rule changes and pitch clocks and all that other crap. And they're running. It's not just actually, it's not just African Americans. Just Americans as a whole. Like, put it this way. If baseball is America's pastime, how the hell is it? How the hell is it if it's America's pastime that there's not one black player in, like, well, not one African-American black, one American black player playing in the World Series of America's pastime? You got 50 players. You know what I mean? Can't say, well, it's just by chance. It's like, well, not really. You got 50 players. So, you know what I mean? It's not really, but like I said, I'm not saying it's racism, right? I'm not saying, oh, baseball is racist. I'm saying that there's a problem that basically it happens. Like I said, there's a lot of similarities between what I see with hockey as well. Like I said, Canadians used to be dominant at hockey. Now they're not, right? Now they're not. America's just as good. They beat them all the time in the World Junior type of stuff. Canada's, like, hockey programs are busy paying off rape charges all the time and sexual assaults. And, like, they're like the, you know what I mean? It's like they're like a criminal organization or something, right? They don't, you know what I mean? It's like they're not even worried about hockey. Meanwhile, like, Sweden and Finland and stuff take over the NHL, right? It's not a coincidence. You look at an NHL draft now, you can't pronounce half the names, right? And, you know, like I said, people have to be able to know, like, it's you have to be able to identify with somebody, whether it's a movie, wrestling, a show, sports, life, a relationship, a politician. You have to sort of identify and say, you know what, I can relate to this person, right? I relate to this story, right? And... as I stated, like, you look at, like, how many, you know, how many, look at the World Series and let's look at the crowd and see how many black people are in the stands. Can't say I don't like sports. You know, like I said, like, the NHL is, you know what I mean, it has more. So, for the record, I said, too, about 7%, and because I'm good and I'm great, 7.2% this year. But we should note, 38% of players in the major leagues are of color. Major League Baseball had 38 years of color, but as the story says, many Afro-Latino players do embrace black identity, but race, skin, and color hold different meanings in places like the Dominican Republic, Panama, Cuba, Belize, etc. As I stated, like, I was talking to an American, African-American player who told me it's hard being the only brother on the team, and I said, well, what about Vladimir Guerrero? Like I said, is it he a brother? And he said, no, it's not the same. Right? It's not the same. It's just crazy. All right. Major League Baseball, though, has pledged $150 million in the next decade to the Players Alliance, an organization of current former baseball players, to increase black involvement. Hey, you better do it. You know, there's also reasons, though. Right? The fact of the matter is, baseball is really hard to make it to the major leagues. So you either sort of have to be kind of rich or well off already, or extremely poor and willing to do whatever it takes. You know what I'm saying? Like, good example is Kyler Murray. All right, Kyler Murray got drafted 9th overall in the Major League Baseball draft. He could have played baseball, and you could argue, well, you'll make more money in baseball in the long term, you'll have a longer career and all this. Yeah, you can argue that. And, or, you could also argue that, yeah, I'll get a nice signing bonus when I sign, but I'm also going to get sent to A-ball. And I'm going to be living in some crap-ass motel in, you know, Greensboro, North Carolina or somewhere, and playing for the Cape Fear Crocs or whatever. And, or I'm going to be, you know, playing for the A-ball, you know, Maine Bears or something like that. And if I suck, I'm screwed. I'm going to be stuck in the minors for years. I won't make it to the big leagues. And then, you know what I mean? I didn't get the money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was smart to say, screw it. I'm just going to take the money. Same thing with the NBA. Like, the NBA, you can be in the NBA. Now they're lowering the age limit again. You can be in the NBA when you're 18. Like, the NBA is a league that if you're really good as a teenager, you can come in off the street and be in the league. You can. Is it ideal? No. Will a lot of you fail? Yes, but you can do it. You can't do it in baseball. You can't do it. Jeremy Pena is the stud rookie on the Astros. He's 25. He's 25 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? You ever seen an 18-year-old phenom in baseball? Exactly. You know what I mean? It doesn't happen. Right? So you've got to work your way through, and you might make it, you might not. Yeah, there's a big, big pot, and even when you get there, it's fleeting. And yeah, you get the guaranteed money, but there's just quicker money in other sports. And another thing is baseball is really hard, and it's complicated to play in the sense of, you know, basketball, man, you don't even need a ball. You just go down. You go down to the yard, man. There it is. You go down to, you know what I mean, to the courts. Boom. You don't even have to have your own ball, and you can play every day. You know what I'm saying? Soccer, same thing. You don't need your own ball, or you can get a soccer ball for $12. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You get a ball. Boom. I got grass. I can make my own net. Like, you know what I mean? I can practice this. Baseball, you need 18 people. It's like you need 18 people. Y'all got to have gloves. You know what I mean? It's like the, you know what I mean? Like, I remember, we used to play baseball. And I remember even as a teenager, we started playing more and drinking beer and just started having a good time playing with our friends and stuff. And it got harder and harder. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, man, we don't have enough people to do this anymore. Like, all right, screw it. Let's play 3-on-3 basketball. You know what I'm saying? You play, all right, you got a ball? No, I don't got a bat. I don't got a glove. I don't got cleats. Where's their yard? I don't. Where's their baseball diamond? There's basketball courts everywhere. I got to tell you, even around my place, there's basketball courts and soccer fields everywhere. There ain't no baseball diamonds. They're out in the suburbs, and you know what I mean? There's one, oh, there's a nice little, you know, that team's good out there. But, you know, look in America, man. Vegas is good for high school baseball. The West Coast is pretty good. I know Louisiana and Florida, but it's tough, right? It's tough to make the big leagues, man. Now, as far as the World Series itself, and like I said, we should know Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker, who was, of course, a member of the 1981 World Champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Man, that is, it's mind-blowing. That's just been 2022, and here we are right now. Baseball's got some work to do, but at least they dropped the $150 million in. So, I've sort of changed my mind about something in the World Series here. Not about who I'm taking. I'm on the Houston Astros. I think the Astros are going to win in 6 games. I think they could win in 5. I'm going to play 5 and 6. But you know where I've come around here? This is a gamble, but it's all gambling. It's all betting, right? So, Justin Verlander. The media loves Justin Verlander. Right? They just do. They love Verlander. He's a great story. He's been around forever. He's reborn and stuff. Like I said, like, he's a popular guy. Like, the media will not have a problem voting for Verlander. And if the Astros are going to win, so I was sort of thinking, man, Valdez is really in a good spot. He could win game 2 and he could win game 6. But the thing is, to me, Verlander's either going to be amazing or he's going to give up like 3 runs in the first inning on Friday. And it's all or nothing. Like, seriously, he might give up a couple of boom, 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 and all, Verlander gets rocked. Or it's going to be like, damn, man, Verlander's, man, this guy's unbelievable. And he just went 6 innings and like gave up 2 hits. He's got 8 strikeouts. You know what I mean? And at 10-1, if I think they're going to win, if I think the Astros are going to win the World Series, then I'm getting Verlander pitching in game 1 and then Verlander pitching in game 5, and they win the World Series and he wins both starts. He, you know what I mean? He's going to be the MVP. So at 10-1, that's where I've come around right now. I'm still going to play, you know, you can play a couple of guys here at these odds. I'm not going to play Pena. The kid is hot. I like him. I think that, I don't think he's going to be rattled by the moment. Like, you know what I mean? He's actually the hottest Astro, and I can see it continuing. Yet, he's also a kid, and his name is Jeremy Pena. Like, they, you know, they don't know, like, the media, it's not the same. The media would like nothing more than to send Verlander out with some, like, big trophy. as if he doesn't have enough in his life, right? But Verlander at 10-1, I think there's some value there. And it's plus money. Like I said, you can roll the dice with a couple of these guys. So I'm going to go Verlander at 10-1 to be the MVP. The Astros to win the World Series in 5 games is 4-1. The Astros to win the World Series in 6 games is plus 350. Don't have a problem with playing either one. I also don't have a problem with laying minus 1.5 games with the series handicap with the Houston Astros. I don't think it goes 7. Even if the Phillies win, I don't think it goes 7. This series not going 7 games.
All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the Old Fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal. Up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Running a business is hard enough. So why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Famous last words. This is Sports Rage. Let's get Schwab. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The kickoff continues, and it's a good thing that we still have a little, we got about 24 hours, give or take. We've got a night to figure this thing out. We've got a couple of days before week 8 because the National Football League regular season is whack. Let's bring in a man to help us try to figure all this out, and he's in Denver, and there's a lot of stuff going on around the Denver Broncos right now. Let's get Schwab, Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports. It's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing, Frank?
What's going on?
Well, what's going on is a lot of bad football in the Mile High City right now. So good news is at least people don't have to watch it locally. Bad news is people are going to have to wake up very early. I like the one. I'm curious to see what the ratings are going to be. I don't even know if I want to watch this football game. I'm thinking about taking the Jacksonville Jags, but I don't know. Now that I know that Russell Wilson was running up and down the plane for 8 hours and stretching, maybe it completely changes my mind, Frank. Never ends, man, with this guy. How you doing?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, being here in Colorado, being based in Colorado, I can tell you that the anger from fans is real, and it might even be turning to apathy. There was pretty well known that fans were just leaving the game when it was 16-9 last Sunday. I mean, this is a passionate fan base. They are Broncos crazy, and for them to just start leaving a one-score game, I mean, for the new owners who spent $4.65 billion on this team, they got to be looking and saying, what in the world's going on? Like, what can we do to fix this? And then the obvious answer is fire Nathaniel Hackett, because everybody out here wants him fired. Everybody out here has wanted him fired for a month. Like, it's pretty insane. And, yeah, Russ isn't doing himself any favors. Like, you know, that stuff was fine in Seattle, I guess, where, you know, he had won a Super Bowl, where he was playing well. At least Denver fans don't care about Russell Wilson. To them, all he is right now is a struggling quarterback who cost him a boatload of draft picks and a $245, I believe, million-dollar extension. So, yeah, everything is bad with the Broncos right now, everything.
And not to mention the Seattle Seahawks don't suck. And Geno Smith is playing good football, and they have all the Broncos picks. I don't like to kick a man when he's down. And, you know, I had my reservations, and in fact, I warned everybody. I said, this is a horrible hire, and I don't know how he even got the job in the first place. But here we are right now, but I don't want to kick him when he's down. But I've never really seen other coaches from other leagues discuss something like this. Normally coaches, you know what I mean? They're like mobsters. They're like teamsters, bro. Like, they stick together no matter what. Hey, it's not the coaches. It's always not the coach's fault. Here's George Karl, legendary NBA coach. I always support coaches and would rarely advocate for their firing. But Hackett needs to be done in Denver with the Broncos. The search needs to begin immediately for someone who can connect with Wilson and make him a player again. Nathaniel doesn't appear to be that person. We all see it. We all know it. What's the best way of handling it? Do you let him go? You hire an assistant, an interim coach, and the season's sort of a write-off. And quite frankly, you almost don't. I said this the other night, Frank. What's your take? You almost don't have a choice but to empower Russ right now and say, who do you want? Who do you think is the guy? Like, you know what I mean? Because like Carl said, you need to find a way to make this thing work with Russ right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I've covered George Karl back in his Bucks days, a little bit with the Nuggets here, and he will speak his mind on anything. But it was still shocking to see, even across sport, and George isn't coaching right now, it was still pretty shocking to see a coach say, yeah, this guy needs to go after seven games. I mean, aside from guys who have gotten like in trouble off the field, I can't remember a coach getting fired in the middle of his first year. I mean, Urban Meyer, but there's a lot of stuff going on off the field with him. And Shot Khan still didn't want to fire him until he's basically forced into it. So, yeah, I think that figuring out
it took him kicking a player, getting a lap dance, and finally,
right?
Took a hell of a lot. It's a good point, Frank.
Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett isn't even the 13 games that Urban Meyer got to, and people want him gone, including George Karl. I do think you have to figure it out with Russ, because look, they can't move on from Russ until 2025. It's just, if you look at it, if they were to cut him in 2024, it would be an $85 million cap hit. They're not doing that. Like, that's impossible unless he retires or something. I mean, so you have at least two more seasons left with Russell Wilson. Even getting rid of him in 2025 is no picnic. It's just the most palatable. So, yeah, I think you have to, I was kind of, like, these people are crazy. You can't fire this guy after three games. Come on. But it's clear it's just not working. The fans are angry and tuning it out, so that adds a layer onto this, too. And you got to cut your losses, I think. And whether it's at the end of this season, because there's no one buddy on the staff who is an obvious interim choice who you really, really want to get a look at. So it doesn't matter if he stays on all year, I guess, or not. But I think after this season, it's really, really, really hard for me to believe that you could sell the fans on him being back in 2023. And then you figure out, hey, okay, we have Russell Wilson. There's nothing. No, we got to make this work. How do we make this work? Who do we hire to have that happen?
I think the Seattle Seahawks hope that Nate Hackett, you know, this thing just completely implodes all season. So the draft pick.
What, the sixth pick right now?
If the
Seahawks would be drafting sixth overall at the Broncos draft pick. It is unbelievable. Not as unbelievable as the Eagles drafting fourth overall at the Saints draft pick, but hey.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Exactly. You imagine, like, imagine Seattle wins a division and they end up with the fourth pick in the draft or something.
Unbelievable.
I'm just saying.
I'll tell you this on Seattle. I think I'm not alone here in just saying, like, I was wrong. The Seahawks. They figured it out. Like, they knew, I guess, that Russell.
Hey, this
done.
Kenneth Walker's pretty good, Frank, man. I'm telling you, this running back.
I mean, they had an unbelievable draft class. Geno looks the part. I mean, there's some teams out there who are 4-3, even the Giants at 6-1. And you just know they're kind of fraudulent. Like, this is not real. But honestly, if you remove everything you thought about the Seahawks before the season and you just watch them play, they're a pretty good team. It really is. Like, there's nothing that leads me to believe that this team is going to just die off. I think they're here to stay. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to go like 13-4 or anything, but I do think that they're going to be a playoff contender all year and pretty good team to bet on as long as there's value on them.
You know, one thing with Pete Carroll, the older guys, what do they say? They said, man, I've heard this guy's speeches. He says the same things. It's this rah-rah college-type attitude, and it gets old in an NFL room. Young guys like it. Pete Carroll relates to young players, and you know, you just said they got a bunch of young players. They like him. They play for him. Look at that offensive line, man. Those young guys are playing great. Kenneth Walker, man, like ran like 23 miles an hour, nearly 23 miles an hour last week. So, man, time always flies, Frank. So let me ask you. I'll ask you about this. So you wrote about Brian Daboll, and you think, you know, he could, you know, if you're voting, you're giving him the coach of the year right now. Hell, we can talk about Pete Carroll doing a great job with this team that they have, not to mention the injuries that Seattle has had. But who would have thought, Frank, and I talked about this last night, there's only one game in the NFL this weekend with two teams with a winning record, and that's the Seattle effing Seahawks and the New York Giants, man. Who do you like in the game?
That's the NFL in 2022 right there, right? Like the one game between two winning teams is Seahawks.
Not the Bills and the Packers, not the Bucks and the Ravens. Giants Seahawks.
Giants Seahawks. I will say this, that even though I just, you know, said that the Seahawks are legit, these Giants spreads are honestly kind of disrespectful to the Giants. Look, I don't know exactly how they're doing this. I think at some point they're going to regress. But +3, like, why not? Like, last week I talked myself out of the Giants.
I like
the Giants. And then by the weekend, I was like, come on. Like, there's a reason that, you know, the Giants are so popular, but the line's going the other way. The Jaguars are going to expose them a little bit. And the Giants just find ways to win. So I just kind of feel like I'm going to keep taking the Giants for a while, as long as the Lions don't adjust to them being a 6-1 team. I mean, again, I know they're not that good, but they've all got them believing. And confidence is a funny thing. I mean, I'm in the analytics. A lot of people are. But I also realize that just being a type of team that has a culture of, hey, yeah, we're down in the fourth quarter. Who cares? We're going to win this game. That matters a lot, and the Giants have fully bought into that.
What are your thoughts on the Broncos and the Jags? I'm seeing the Jags laying 2.5.
It's almost impossible to bet on the Broncos these days. It really is. Like, even if it's just bad action for 3 hours, like, why would you want to put yourself through betting on the Broncos at this point? So I guess the Jaguars are nothing for me, but the Jaguars stink too. Like, that's just, look, if that game was, you know, at the 11 o'clock hour, I probably would not, 11 o'clock for me anyway, here in the Mountain Time Zone, I would probably not have any piece of it. Like, might I do a little bit on it just because it's a standalone London game? Yeah, maybe, I guess. But I mean, how could you trust either one of these teams?
Yeah, I'm in a Pacific time zone, and I'm thinking, really, am I going to wake up at 6:30 in the morning for this? Like, no.
Right.
That's like, I am on the air. I am on the air at 10 a.m., so I'll see you the second half or something. But I'm actually leaning with the Jags as well. Is there a game that you like this week to catch a shot? What about the Thursday nighter, man? What's going on? Man, this, talk about crazy. Carolina or Atlanta could be in first place if Tampa lose on Thursday, which they very could against Baltimore. What do you think about the Bucs and the Ravens?
Yeah, unbelievable the way the Bucks have kind of collapsed the last 2 weeks. I do. Look, the Ravens have led every single game this year by double digits. They're one of the very few teams in NFL history has done that. I get that they've blown three of those games, and that's why the Ravens aren't a four-point favorite in this game or anything, but I just think the Ravens are a good team, and I'm not sure the Buccaneers are. I mean, if you lose to the Steelers and the Panthers on back-to-back weeks, you're just not that good. So could this be like a get-right spot? I guess, but I just trust the Ravens more. I really do. And, you know, you asked me which game kind of interests me. I'll tell you this. Isn't it just fitting that this would be the week that the New England Patriots would just go out and get a big win over the Jets? This is exactly when the Patriots do this to us. When we all think the Patriots are dead, they're just, oh, they stink. We just watch them get blown out, quarterback controversy, et cetera, et cetera. I really believe in the Patriots winning this week. It's just a perfect spot for Bill Belichick with the world telling him he's washed up, he screwed up the quarterback thing, the Patriots aren't going anywhere, but yet, you know, this line is, I think, -1.5 Patriots. Everybody in the world is going to be on the Jets, I think, but we've seen this movie play out too many times.
I can totally see that narrative and that everybody praising Belichick for being a genius and motivating Matt Jones with the benching last week.
How many times have we seen this game? How many times have we got to see this before we believe that? Don't count out Bill Belichick. He'll figure it out.
Listen, Frank, before we get you out of here, we got about 30 seconds. So World Series prediction, Houston Astros in the series for the fourth time in 6 years against the Phillies, who are back since 2009. Your take, who wins the World Series? Who do you got?
It's boring, but I think the Astros run away with this thing, 5 games maybe. It's unbelievable how many arms they have. Does every guy in the Houston organization throw like 98? Like, it's unbelievable. They just have an endless string of guys who are just throwing fastballs by everybody. They've been a great team all season. And I respect, the one thing is, I really do respect this Philly starting staff. I've been a big Zach Wheeler guy, big Aaron Nola guy. Even Ranger Suarez has been pretty good lately. I just don't see them having the firepower to get this done. Houston is really, really, really good. They have been for most of the season. So I don't think there's any value in betting on them anymore. It's probably not a World Series I'm going to get very involved with. But, yeah, I'd just be boring and say the Astros are favored for pretty good reason.
They really do just have so many guys that come in that people don't talk about. Like, I mean, I've been talking a lot about Valdez. And the guy had like 26 straight starts, Frank, this year, where he went 6 innings and gave up 2 runs or less, you know, quote, quality starts. And people, you know, they don't even talk about him. As you stated, it's tough. You know, the way we're approaching this, we're gunning for the correct score, bro. So I'm going to take the Houston Astros, Astros in 5 at plus 400,
yeah,
and Astros in 6 at plus 350. I don't think it goes seven.
I think that's fine, yeah. No, I don't either, and I don't think they sweep. I think Philly, especially with those starting pitchers, will get at least one. I think 5 is the sweet spot there.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports. It's always a pleasure, my man. Check out Frank. Always great columns, and he's a betting man. He's got picks. He's got a great article up about Brian Daboll being the coach of the year right now and how it could be a value pick. It's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, Frank.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team.
Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly. Over 60 bar quality drinks, from martinis to margaritas. Perfectly crafted every time. I got one for my sister and maybe for myself too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at Bartesian.com/drinks. That's BARTESIAN.com/drinks.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Another perplexing week in the National Football League. Man, it doesn't get any easier, does it? Let's just be real. We've got to get back on track in the Super Contest. We're doing well, though. We're doing well. We're 24-11 with one team, and I don't know, 22-12-1, I think, with the other one. So yeah, we're rolling along here, but we got to start. We were really murdering it before. We're still, listen, you're even going 70%. You're doing well. I like the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow. I can't lie and tell you that Tom Brady's been a menace to my life during his career since he left Michigan. I am a Michigan fan, so I liked him then, but as a Bills fan. And look, I was on Tampa last week and they were terrible. So I hate betting on teams one week and going against. I hate like chasing and stuff like that. Well, what happened last week? And no, every week is different. But with that being stated, I just think Baltimore better than Tampa are. I trust Lamar Jackson more than Tom Brady right now. Tom Brady's not well. They're not going to be able to solve all their problems on a short week like this. They've got real problems, this football team. So I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow night. Tune in at 6 o'clock Eastern. I'm looking at these games now, man. I like Baltimore. I like the Tennessee Titans. I like the Washington Commanders. And I want to take San Francisco, but if they don't have Samuel, I'm out. I hate the Patriots with a passion, but they're probably going to beat the Jets. Mac Jones will play well after getting benched. Fortunately, we still got a little time to figure things out, like the Lakers do. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.